Justin Flick with you, joined by Coach Brooks Barta, talking Houlton Wildcat football. Houlton calls in the season opener at home, a really slugfest, low-scoring defensive battle against Sabetha. The difference ends up being an extra point in a 7-6 final. And I guess before we get into too many details, Coach, just what were your overall thoughts? I'm sure disappointed with the opening home loss, but you hope to get better and learn a lot about your team in the first couple of weeks. What did you learn in week number one?
Well, I think it was a really disappointing loss because there were some opportunities there that they're the kind of things that we usually do. We had the ball late in the game and the chance to go down and score. And, you know, we made some big mistakes on fourth downs. I don't think we did any of our fourth downs correctly, and they weren't, you know, unachievable fourth downs. So that was a big problem. But when we watch a film, we did a lot of good things. And when we know what we're doing, we do a pretty good job. But we were a lot like a JV the first half and started to play a little bit more like a varsity the second half.
Were you more pleased with the defensive side of the ball? I mean, obviously you give up just 7 points. You had a takeaway, and I think they only had one play of more than 14 yards, so no big plays, and really only got inside your red zone, I think, once the entire night. So what did you see from your defense that looked pretty good last Friday?
Well, we think we have a pretty good chance to be a good defensive team, and maybe their style of offense is what we're kind of built for athletically. I think we're a little more built for a spread offense, but we have some guys that can run around. And we didn't tackle well at all the first half and then tackled better the second half and didn't get lined up the first half and got lined up the second half. So I think there's a lot of potential for who we can be defensively. And, you know, we had some consistency on offense. We just never could put a string of 7 or 8 good plays together in a row and had our drives stall out.
You had the, you know, special teams. It was crazy. 2 extra points that were good, wiped off by a penalty. I know some controversy around that play, but it ended up kind of being the difference. Is that just another one of those little things that you learn from and know that can be corrected going forward?
Yeah, we had a guy that didn't run on the field, and then we had a guy that didn't get lined up the way we talked about the day before. We had already corrected. So sometimes those things come back to you. I hope it comes back to us in the playoffs where somebody else makes that same mistake or we do something right, and, you know, in the end, we got to go ahead and make 3 extra points, too. So it felt like a playoff game and a playoff experience, and we hope that helps us down the road.
We talked last week about having depth in the backfield and the pros and cons of having, you know, multiple guys that are going to get touches and hopefully stay fresh, but maybe, you know, none of them really have the reps that they need against live competition. How did you feel about just the rotation of running backs, the balance, and the different guys that you gave an opportunity there in week 1 in the backfield?
Well, we actually had some sickness run through our backfield, so we probably didn't have the rotation that we had hoped. That we didn't get the reps during the week that a couple guys wanted. And we still know that it's going to take some time, and I think we're going to work pretty hard at trying to even those reps out between all those guys. All of them have a skill set that can help us, and some of them have more to learn, and some of them have a little more big play potential, and some of them can really, you know, are strong and can get it up in there and get the hard yards. So we're going to have to figure that out, and I think we can play with a little bit of depth on offense and push the pace of the game.
Hey, you had more first downs than Sabetha. You ended up with more total yards than Sabetha. I mean, there were a lot of positives. You look at the stat sheet, and it certainly reflected, you know, a close game that could have gone either way. Well, Houlton will try to bounce back this week. It's a road game at Mid-East, a Big East League foe, Riley County. We'll preview it with Coach Barta when we continue here on the Houlton Locker Room Chat. Justin Flugback with you. Coach Brooks Barta joins us on the road for the first time and at Riley County for the first time, Coach. This is a new matchup, but now a Big East League opponent, and Riley County, you know, heading into their second game as well. So let's talk about the matchup, and I know it's a busy week just trying to get as much as you want corrected and fixed, and Riley County's 1-0 after beating Jeff West. So how's this week been, I guess, bouncing back and getting ready for the matchup against the Falcons?
Well, I think our defensive package through, you know, a little bit of summer that we do and through the fall, we're in good position for what they do and understand our concepts there. You know, we just have a long ways to go on offense in terms of understanding what we do and how we adjust to different things and how we pick up the blitz and when a look changes, how do we talk and make those changes. And we're just not very experienced up front, and I think when we figure out who we're blocking and we get a hat on a hat, I think we do a pretty good job blocking, and I think our backs will continue to improve and maybe start to break some plays for us.
What are the biggest things that stand out when you watch Riley County and what they did their first game against Jeff West? Kind of jumped out early, but what impressed you that you're getting ready to see from them this week?
Well, they're pretty athletic. I think they're starting over up front a little bit, but their skill positions are all very athletic. They do a lot of different things to attack you in different ways, and you can't just take one thing away from them. So we don't know what they're going to be doing at quarterback this week. I think they may have had an injury, so we're going to be a little better prepared for the run game, but I'm sure they could still do everything that they've done.
Feel like the team has bounced back pretty well. Are you happy with the leadership, you know, even through preseason practices and stuff with the senior class that you have this year? Again, not a ton of numbers, but some guys that have played a lot of football, and it seems like you got some pretty good leaders. Are you happy with the way that they're kind of, you know, rallying this team and keeping things moving forward?
Yeah, I'm really happy. I think they want to win. They want to work hard. And, you know, we're just at a moment where we're defining what leadership is and how that fits into the team and how coaching fits into that whole process. So there's always a different issue every year that you try to correct and understand and do a little bit better. And you have to be flexible as a coach in figuring out the things that are holding you back and the things that are moving you forward. But definitely they have the spirit and the energy, and they're excited about being a good team, and we just have to focus that energy in the right place.
Well, hopefully a good week two performance. We look forward to being at the game at Riley County on Friday night. Coach, best of luck. Thanks for your time as always.
Thank you.
Coach Mark Sparta on the Holton Locker Room Chats. They're brought to you by the Farmers State Bank, also by Medical Pharmacy, by Community Healthcare System, and Boomer Steakhouse in Holton.